It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop along to the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Fantastic food, fantastic staff, just a great atmosphere, and it really is well worth popping into the Oasis Bar at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Thomas has sent us this message, and Thomas is annoyed. Have a listen to this. Shame on you and your sidekick and all the other begrudgers bad-mouthing Connor and saying he did the homeless run for publicity. You lot turn everything negative. Last week, he did more for the homeless people than any of you have ever done, and more than the government has done. You don't see videos of McDonald or Simple Simon doing anything for the homeless, do you? Connor has a heart of gold and is loved by the homeless people of Dublin, many I know personally. You are not even half the man he is. God bless Connor. And that's from a guy called Thomas. Now, what is Thomas talking about?
Bullshit.
Pardon me?
Bullshit.
Oh, that's what he's talking about.
First of all, to say, Thomas, I get that you're in work and you couldn't come on, and that's convenient for you that you're in work. But to say that we're not even half the man that man is, don't even put me in the same sentence as Conor McGregor, thanks, because I am 10 times the man that man is, thank you very much. And I'm sure, Adrian, you would agree, you're probably 5 times, but I'm 10 times the man. Do you want to be put in the same sentence as him?
Do I want to be put in the same sentence as him? No, not really.
Here's the thing. And for me to say what myself and Adrian do would completely ruin our point. So I'm not going to say it. But over the years, myself and Adrian have done many, many things for charity. Now, we have a very big following on our social media. In fact, on this page, we have exactly 200,000 followers
on our
Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And then we're obviously on Instagram and Twitter and all that. So we have a fairly sizable, not to the same extent that McGregor has with all his American bot followers, but we have a fairly sizable following. Any of the stuff we've done for charity over the last few years, we could have put up on social media, and we didn't.
And we never have, not even once. Not even once.
In fact, I did something over the Christmas regarding charity that would have made a great video, an absolute great video. Because you know I'm always trying to teach my kids about how lucky they are and how they should be grateful for everything they get. And I always try to show them the other side of life. And in fairness, Connor should have done that. He should have brought his kids out of the mansion and off the private jet and showed them how the other half actually live. But I did something over Christmas that would have got loads of likes.
The point is that a lot of people are really angry that not so much that McGregor went out and did that helped the Liberty Soup run,
who are brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. They are, and I'm not condemning McGregor for actually getting up off his arse and going out and giving them a dig out.
No, you could never.
No, you couldn't. So fair play to you, Connor, for doing that. That was great. But why in God's holy name was there a need for a camera crew to be with you to video you giving out jackets and hats and a few bob? Why? If you look at Conor McGregor's timeline on X, you will see a series of reposts of videos. He reposted a load of videos that were made about him actually out doing the Super Bowl. Okay. And I just want to understand why.
Okay, but some people would argue.
And my point is, if you're going to do some good, you do some good. But trying to seek publicity for doing good is pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic to be seeking publicity for doing a good job.
Now, lots of people were saying, well, he did more than, as that person says, as Simon Harris has done and Mary Lou McDonald has done. Now, the point is, if Mary Lou McDonald went out onto Grafton Street this evening and served sandwiches and soup to the homeless, the very people who think Conor McGregor is brilliant and he's Jesus and he's God and all that, those very same people saying, oh, photo op, Because anytime Varadkar used to do stuff like that, anything like that, they would say, oh, photo op. Look at him visiting the sick kids in hospital. Oh, photo op. Just happened to have the cameras there. So you can't bloody win. And Adrian is right. If you were going to do something very...
Just do it.
Very charitable. Just do it. Shut up about it. There's no need to... Homeless people are not there for your clicks and likes. And it's a PR in excellence. It really is. Here's the thing. We're not... Myself and Adrian aren't gobshites, yeah? We know about how to get PR because we have dealt with PR companies all throughout our life. And when we've had... negative things, because we've created a bit of bad news as well over the years, mm-hmm. myself and Adrian, and anytime we were in the news for all the wrong reasons, which is quite often we'd end up in the news for the wrong things, the PR company that we were dealing with at the time would call us in and they'd have what's called a crisis meeting, and what they would say to us, and this is a fact, what they said to us, let's get you out. Let's get a photograph of Adrian, you out feeding a homeless person. Or let's get you, Adrian...
to deflect.
Talking to him. It's from the Donald Trump school of deflection, that when Trump is doing anything just to deflect from the fact that the Epstein files. Anything and everything. And it's the oldest trick in the book is deflection. And sadly, so many of you fools... actually fell for it. I can't believe some of the comments that are coming in from people. Oh, the man is great. The man is like, sorry, did you forget about the sexual assault case that was in the courts only a couple of months ago? So does that mean that no matter what you do, if you video yourself, so literally what I could do now, Adrian, yeah? I could beat up a pensioner on the street, yeah? Beat up a pensioner on the street, yeah? Smack him across the head just because I'm angry that day. And then go out the next week and go along. And this, by the way, isn't taken away from the Super Run. They do absolutely brilliant work.
And it's also not taking away from McGregor actually getting out and giving the Super Run a hand on a freezing cold night.
Yeah.
It's all to do with the fact that he brought a bloody camera with him. Now,
and it worked. It worked for some people because people were, you can see.
Connor, you're a legend. You're a hero.
They've automatically forgotten about the Nikita Hand case straight away.
So let me read one message. Basically saying you wouldn't see Simon Harris out doing anything
but
like
maybe,
this.
But maybe he does do it and he just doesn't video it.
And another message, sorry. As far as I know, he made no fanfare and had no heavies or bodyguards or paparazzi with him to give himself any glory. Okay? I'm not 100% sure about that, so don't lynch me for saying it. Well, I will lynch you for saying it, because not only did he have somebody with a camera, he actually spoke directly to the camera.
Yeah, so it wasn't as if someone was doing it behind his back, creeping up behind him, going, "Jesus, there's Conor McGregor feeding the homeless." This was a full production.
Yeah, he literally spoke to camera about what he was about to do. In fact, let's have a listen to it. This is an extract of one of the videos, and this is Conor McGregor telling us how great he is that he's out doing the helping out with the Super Run. Have a listen to Mr. Conor McGregor.
Tonight I'm about to go around with my friend Chris of Liberty Super Run. We've done great work around the area and supporting the homeless crisis, which in my view is a state of emergency at this time. The homeless figure is constantly on the rise, and not only is there a lack of action, there's even a lack of care, a lack of compassion. You know, the weather has taken a turn. It's very, very, very cold out there. And I urge everyone to come out and support. Give something. Give clothes in there you don't be wearing. Give food in your place that you don't be eating. Support these charity causes that are around Liberty Super Run. There's many others that do great work as well. A few others anyway. Reach out to them. Give what you can. And let's support this cause together.
You know what I mean?
Nice to meet you, man. Sounds good.
You're in fresh air. How are you doing, all right?
Come on, let's get a load of club out there. Grab all the stuff. Bring it over, see what we've got.
We've got a few good bags of stuff.
Grab a bag here, my man.
What? How much time to spare?
I'm here. I'm all in. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, so the question that we're asking is, do you, despite the fact that there was a lot of publicity, a lot of videos shared online, do you support Conor McGregor in doing what he did and getting out and feeding the homeless, giving them clothes, everything else, with the Liberty Super Run, or do you see it as a glorified publicity stunt, which... as you could hear from that video, he literally spoke to camera. He said, I'm off to do the Super Run, aren't I great?
Most people who work in PR because they have told us this, and I'll say it again, say that when you have a bad reputation in the public, which, let's be honest, he does, yeah? When you have something...
You need to wash it clean.
That you need to wash it clean, and people are very easy to forget. And in fact, they do. And I mean, if you look, Rachel Leahy, and we'll try and get you on, Rachel, he's raising awareness regardless of what you think of him. He is raising awareness, but Rachel, we all know there's a homeless issue. We all know. And my question to you, Rachel, would be, after seeing that video, did you go out and take a homeless person into your house? Did you go out and feed a homeless person? Myself and Adrian have a friend, Rachel. Not the Rachel just mentioned, yep. The other Rachel.
Yep.
Rachel, for the last 5 years, has
longer
been,
than that, yeah.
Longer, has been involved in one of the soup runs. And I remember when she told us this about 5 years ago, because we asked her where she was going. We asked her, did she want to go out? Whatever that Tuesday right. night was. Yep. She says, I can't. I said, why? And she says, I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, we finally got it out. She's been doing a super run for about 5 years, every twice a week.
And so much so that she kept it totally to herself because she wasn't looking for any glory for doing it.
You would not know because she's never put anything up on social media. I mean, did Mother Teresa of Calcutta go around with a selfie stick?
I don't think so.
Did she? No.
Let's bring in Jess with her opinion.
Rage and I won't be able to come on, lads, but I just know all the people with the intelligence the size of a fucking pea will be on defending this fucking raping, cheating piece of shit. So that's what Conor McGregor is. Doesn't matter whether he recorded it or posted it or not. We know what he's like. He'll never clean up his image. He's just a fucking dirtbag. He can find a cure for all known and unknown illnesses in the world, and I still fucking despise him, because like I said before, he's a raping, cheating piece of shit who shovels no snow up his nose every chance he gets. So if you're defending him, yeah, you might want to look at your priorities there. But sure, look, like I said, intelligence of a pea.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Michael, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Michael?
Yeah, how is it going? Not too bad.
Well, Michael, what did you want to say on this? Should McGregor be praised for putting videos online of him doing the soup run or not?
No, I don't think he should be doing that, because he's no good for scumbags anyway, to tell you the truth. He's no good for nothing.
He's no good for nothing. So do you not think it was a good thing of him to do, to go out and give clothes out to the homeless?
Well, okay, we gave clothes out to the homeless, but I mean, like, what he was charged for, another call, but I'm not into that at all now, do you know what I mean?
No, nobody is, he lost his appeal, and we all know the background to that Nikita Han story. But is it not a good thing that he did going out to help the homeless?
Yeah, but I don't mind him going out helping homeless or anything like that. You know what I mean? I'm not against that part, you know.
So what part have you got an issue with?
Well, the thing where he was up in Coldport and all that, Gail, you know what I mean? Like, the hotel business and all that shit, you know.
Okay, so so you've no issue then with him actually going out and helping the homeless. And what do you think of videos appearing online of him actually doing it?
I actually didn't see many videos of him doing it so far, you know.
They're all over the place. They're all over the place, to be honest.
I don't think anybody has a problem with him doing it.
No. I don't either.
And, you know, had he just done it, well, we wouldn't be talking about it had he done it...
Without any publicity.
Under the cover of darkness. But he knew by putting that up that people were going to go, oh, Conor is, the man is great. He's absolutely great. People only ever remember the last thing you did in your life, whether it's good or bad, yeah? In other words, you could do the best, you could have the best life ever and give to every charity in the world, yeah? Give millions and millions and millions, and you assault someone, and that's the last deed that they will think of. So he knows now that in the eyes of these sheep, I mean, look at some of the comments from the sheep coming in of, we need more people like Conor. Why don't you two lads go out and do the homeless soup run? Sorry, how do you know we haven't?
That's exactly what I was
how
about to say.
You know
how do you know we haven't? Because the whole point of this conversation is, if we have, and we're not even going to say whether we have or not, you wouldn't know about it because we wouldn't be putting videos online to tell you about it. So you have no clue whether we have or not. That's just a fact. Let me go to, sorry, who's on that line there?
That's Sean.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you, lad?
Well, Sean, Conor being condemned for seeking publicity. In fact, let me read one message that just came in to us, and it says, I give homeless people money and food all the time, as do my children. Never have we taken pictures of it and put it up on Facebook.
Yeah, listen, lad, this is the day we live in now, this day and age, where everything is put on social media.
Conor McGregor
went out and done that to get likes or publicity. He doesn't need it.
So why did he do it?
He doesn't need any of that.
Why did he not just go around and give out codes?
He's doing it at the minute. Conor's filming, a camera crew are following him 24/7. He's doing it. He's doing a documentary, and it's getting filmed 24/7. And it'll come out in the documentary in a couple of months' time. But he's not doing it for anyone to give him likes. He doesn't need likes. He's probably doing one of the most followed fella on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter. He doesn't need likes. Now, wait, another thing I want to say. After that soup run on Sunday, a man that was fed on that soup run passed away yesterday. And you wouldn't see anyone putting anything like that up on the internet.
What's the point you're making?
Conor is doing good for the community, and yous are all slating him because of this Nicky Hand rape thing. Move on. You can't keep slating the man because he's doing good for the community.
Your point is you can do something bad in your life, no matter how bad it is, but once you do a good thing, that completely wipes out all the shit that you've done.
Conor has done more than one good thing. He's probably had one bad that rape case in his life that he's never going to live one. It's always going to be with him.
And so bloody should live along with you, because it's going to live along with Nikisha Han for as long as she's alive.
He's doing a lot more than anyone in government for the people of Dublin. He's the one who went out and bought the van for the Liberty Super Run. He supplies them with food and money, and you don't hear that being plastered all over Facebook or Instagram. No one else in government building are doing that. And as I said, that was on Sunday night. It is now Thursday. Last night, one of them men that was getting fed was found dead last night. And the government in this country are doing fuck all about our homelessness. Absolutely nothing. We have over 5,000 kids living in homeless accommodation. 17,000 people in homeless accommodation.
Okay, again, I'm going to...
We're bringing in 25,000 and putting them in a hotel. Looking after our own fucking people.
Okay, I'm going to slow you down there for 1 second. And this was said earlier on. Nobody is condemning the fact that Conor McGregor went out and help the Liberty Soup Run. That's not the issue. The issue is...
Mike Tyson in his pub a few weeks ago.
Will you wait for a second?
Sorry.
There's a big difference between Mike Tyson in your pub and going out and doing a charitable thing and looking for publicity.
Anything Conor McGregor does is filmed and recorded by a camera crew because he's doing a documentary it will be released very soon. Everything, not just a homeless super one. If he's going for a piss, the camera crew will follow him into a toilet.
But hang on, Mike Tyson's a convicted rapist, so that's not actually a good example that you're asking.
We can't talk about Mike Tyson either.
Well, no, we can't. He's a convicted rapist. He was convicted in a criminal court of rape. The man did time in prison for rape. Did you not know that?
In the past, yeah.
But everything's in the past. It's hardly in the future. It's hardly jailed.
So what? Because of Mike, Mike Tyson, at the end of the day, this conversation about user Slate McGregor for recording his little video that he done. It's the same when he went for presidency, he done a video for it. You know, and you didn't slate the video. You slate that he was going for presidency.
Again,
there's a camera crew following him 24/7, 7 days a week.
Okay, this guy, actually, he spoke to camera about the fact that he was going on a soup run. Okay? Now... Let me just read a message that just came in to us, and it says, I'm a volunteer social worker and have worked in homeless outreach my entire adult life. In that time, I have never once placed a camera in the face of a homeless person for the sake of social media content or notoriety. It is simply not done within ethical outreach practice. The people we work with are not props, marketing tools, or content opportunities. They are individuals deserving dignity, privacy, and respect. And Conor McGregor did not do that.
This girl that feeds the homeless people, she's saying that it's not, she doesn't record it. Okay, but even if she did record it, she probably wouldn't even get 2 reactions because she hasn't got a big following. Conor McGregor is highlighting the issues that we have in this country, where an MMA fella has to supply the Liberty Super with a van with food to feed our own people on the streets because the government ain't doing it.
Okay, first of all, everybody knows that there's a homeless crisis in, and they know that people are sleeping rough, and they know that people.
Yes, but do you not think by highlighting even more, even if any other Robbie Keane and Roy Keane, if they came out and done a video, would you slay him for doing it because they want to highlight the situation? Answer me that question. If Roy Keane and Robbie Keane were in town,
again, sorry, can I just say, Sean, I think people would condemn Roy Keane or Robbie Keane.
Of course,
if
they would.
You are missing the point of this conversation. The point of the conversation is fair play to you, Connor, getting up off your arse and going out and helping on the homeless soup run. But why the need to video the fucking thing? Why the need?
You tell me. How many likes did Connor's video get?
I don't really give a shit, to be quite honest with you.
Yes, but how many likes did it get? Is Connor McGregor highlights the situation?
Is that what it's about?
And me and you, a normal joke, so highlighted. It's not getting anywhere. When someone big that has a big following highlights it, it lets people know the situation. Homeless numbers are rising every day in this country.
Most of his followers are in America. What are Americans going to do about the homeless situation in Dublin?
Well, America have a lot of businesses in Ireland. So do you just want to put all the American business out for them because they follow McGregor?
Stay with me for a second, Sean, if you can, please. Our number is
085-825-2626. I can't believe it.
A lot of people can't believe what they're hearing. We're back in just one moment.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
And the same to you, Una. What did you want to say on this?
Oh, geez, I'm sitting here with my teeth growling. Why don't you get them to go to the rape centre and do a counselling for the women that are raped? It's a joke. It was homeless for years. Why all of a sudden he goes around and acting at the age of his... He's doing nothing but worse, making it worse. It's only now he's doing it because he wants to be in the good book. But he won't be in the good books with me or many other people, especially women. Disgraceful. He shouldn't be in cameras near him.
You're saying it's making... Is she saying that?
You should be ashamed of yourself,
worse.
Conan. Yeah, and talking about him like he's God or he's someone special. He's a scumbag. I know.
Well, that's obviously coming from a woman because of what happened with Nicky.
Yeah, a woman. Yeah, exactly. From a woman.
Were you ever homeless or did you ever reach out for help?
No, but I know friends that do this soup rooms in different parts. Yes. But you don't go with a camera hanging out.
What are you doing for the community, for the homeless? What are you doing? Are you housing any of them?
Well, I'm 70 years of age and I'm out now trying to get kids safe across the road, and I think I'm doing some bit of good work. I didn't go out raping men, did I?
McGregor is supplying the Liberty soup with a van with food on to help these people.
Where did you get them? Did you get the packaged soups and Super Value, did he?
Oh, I wouldn't say Connor Soups and Super Value M&S.
Why didn't you get them home, sending so much worried about it? Get them somewhere to live, a decent place. Why didn't he get them a decent roof over their head? He's that much concerned.
Oh. Well, do you not see the 250 apartments he's building on that road?
I don't follow the man. Nothing to do with vulture funds. He's building out of his own pocket.
And you listen, you won't be saying that if your daughter gets one of them apartments, you'd be fucking licking the man's
She's
power.
In with me. And she got
she's living with you. And what age
she's
your daughter live with you?
We're not
living,
yeah. We are
what
in
age your daughter live with you? 40.
She's 26. 26.
And you think your daughter at 26 should be living in a box room with her mother?
No, she's not in the box room. We're in a three-bedroom apartment.
Because of the state of the country you are fucking in. It's as I said to Adrian and Jeremy before, you sound like an old woman that brainwashed that doesn't want to change. What point are you making? That your daughter's 27 living in a fucking box room with you.
I haven't got a box room. I'm living in a three bedroom apartment, which I had to find.
A three bedroom apartment, Jesus, is it a council apartment?
Yeah, it's I can't go into it. It's for legal reasons.
Exactly.
I'm not telling you. I don't have cameras going around me either.
Okay, and that's exactly the point of this conversation.
You're not famous. You're not popular. Why would you have a camera?
Give me a headache.
You're not making a documentary.
Can I just ask you, Sean? Okay, so he went out and he videoed the soup run and everything.
What is wrong with what he's doing? Tell me what's wrong. He's highlighting the situation.
There is nothing wrong. There is nothing
every
wrong with him going.
They're going to look for homeless.
Hang on, there is nothing wrong with seeking, with going out and helping people on the Super Run. Brilliant, well done, Connor. Happy days. It's the videoing of, it's the publishing videos, it's repeating videos, recirculating videos of him.
But Jeremy, I'm not being bad. When you saw Gundy, when you saw work for FM 104 and 98, and you've done on your little shows and sitting in a room for how many hours, you saw put that out on your Instagram story. You saw looking for people to come down to his little hut to say hi through a door when he's sleeping out for weeks. He's all put that story on his Instagram to get more people attended to come down and say hi to you. Am I right or am I wrong?
Nothing to do with feeding the homeless.
Yeah, there's nothing to do with, but what were you doing? You were giving away cash or something. You wanted to get more people down.
That's
so
completely
what you were doing.
That is completely different. Completely
it's
different. We weren't looking for glory for doing a charitable thing.
And as well,
you were looking for likes on your page.
That's completely different.
That's the day and age we live in now.
But as well,
but that's not what Conor McGregor done it for. Conor McGregor done it to highlight the situation we have. We have 17,000 homeless in Ireland. And do you accept that?
No, it's disgraceful.
6,000 of them are kids. Kids under the age of 18 living in a hospital.
Again,
spending Christmas in a hospital or in a hotel.
Sean,
room.
That is disgraceful. No, it is disgraceful that we have such
so
a...
So what's wrong with someone that's trying to highlight the situation? That's all he is. If he didn't do this rape case, he'd be all praising him.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to... Trevor,
can I just say it wasn't just the rape case? There was
hitting an old man.
The rape case is the main thing, Jeremy. The rape case is going to live with him forever, and he'll always fuck that back in his face.
Well, sorry,
he's done good work for this country. He's built 270 apartments in Dabber Road that will be gone for
also Sean, I don't know if you've ever heard the expression: you can't unring a bell once the bell has been rang. So he has done this terrible thing in the eyes of the court.
Hold on, listen. And you're just saying... If you're saying Jez Adrian fucking years ago smoking cannabis is doing cocaine. He's over that now.
Sorry,
I've
never done coke in my life, you fucking idiot.
You smoke cannabis, you said that live on here.
Yeah, I smoked a joint when I was youthful,
And you helped the drug dealer by buying drugs. Should we slate you?
Are we really, and I want to ask you this honest question, are we really going to compare Adrian smoking a joint in 1990 to someone sexually assaulting a woman? Are we comparing the
but
two?
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Conor McGregor helping the people, highlighting the situation we're in. This is the problem.
Today,
the podcast is about Conor McGregor putting out a video saying, I'm highlighting the homeless in Irish. That's all. And there's so many people saying, scumbag. Well, you know, as people said, you wouldn't see Leo Varadkar, you wouldn't see Simon Harris, Micheál Martin, any TV going out and helping feed the homeless.
Well, you know what, on that note, Sean, I'm glad you brought that up. On that note, Sean, there's a group in Dublin that regularly look after, do sterling work in Dublin City. Do you know who I'm talking about now? Who do sterling work in Dublin City for the homeless. And they are called the Muslim Sisters of ERA. And they've been around for many, many years. We've had them on the show before. Have you, and I'm sure some of you has anyone seen some of the commentary that they get online from the far-right patriots, absolutely slamming them? These women literally go out, and because they're called the Muslim Sisters of ERA, they get absolutely trolled by the jobless patriots.
But then you have the far-right go mad at Conor McGregor for doing the exact same thing. It's a two-tier system we live in now. Far left, far right.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in
we're comparing sexual assault to smoking a joint.
There is no comparison. And by the way, and just for the record, I never did cocaine ever in my life.
It's too stingy to pay for it, George.
Derek!
How you doing, Adrian and Jeremy? Just want to throw me thoughts in there on the conversation you're having. Derek here, love the show. Great work, guys. I just wanted to just highlight the fact that... McGregor was convicted in civil court of rape. And did he take into consideration any women that are out in the streets due to sexual violence or coercive control or anything like that? And he was convicted there. So I'm just wondering, just like that, what a caller or other person sent a message there, the social worker, you know, how was Conor McGregor getting clearance to walk with vulnerable people on the streets when he has not a criminal conviction, but a civil case conviction? I'm just wondering about that, you know, so Yeah, I don't think the Liberty Superrun are doing themselves any favours, to be honest, kind of having any dealings with people like him. The lads are, you know, they do great work, but I think they could find better people to promote what they're doing, not taking anything away from what they do and stuff like that, you know, fair play to them. But yeah, he wouldn't be the greatest person to be having dealings with, to be honest, you know. Sorry, I can't come on. I'm in work, lads. Sorry, thanks.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Sorry, boys.
Well, Trevor, happy New Year. And the same to you. What do you want to say on this?
Sean, there, I see he's in a bit of a nail on the head there. Like, he did say he's throwing it back into his face about the Nikita Hand thing, and I'm here in the office, my assistant, she's Googling about Connor, and, like, she can only find a Nikita Hand thing. Hang on. He was in court as well for speeding. Oh, okay, sorry. That's all, like, two things there about against Connor. He said, well, hang on, he sent dick pics to another girl. Okay, behind his girlfriend's back. Okay, hang on. So three things. Hang on, he beat an elderly man in his pub for not taking a drink. Okay, so he has a few things against him, lads. Mm-hmm. But can we really hold these things against him? Yeah, we can, because he's a fucking scumbag lowlife, lads. And just because he was in the civil court for raping a girl, is Sean trying to say that's okay just because there wasn't a criminal conviction? Sean,
I never said that about a criminal court or that about this, so no.
Yeah, but you still idolise this fucking lowlife.
Come here, look at me, Hall Martin and Simon Harris. They're ruining the country, and a lot of people idolise them.
Okay. If you want to throw the government ministers, let's throw the government ministers into the mix. Yeah. How many times did Micheál Martin attacked a woman, attacked an old man, sent dick pics, cheated on his girlfriend, groped another woman in front of his girlfriend? How many government ministers have you heard doing that?
Without Conor McGregor, we wouldn't have the Liberty Superrun up and running without Conor McGregor's money. We wouldn't have 270 apartments built in Dava Road without Conor McGregor's money.
And you think everything is all about, not perhaps about money with him, no?
No, it's not, but yous are all on moaning about what he done the other night. What he done the other night, it was nothing wrong. He's highlighting the situation, what we have in the country. He's supplying vans, he's supplying money to the Liberty Superrun. Because the government won't do anything else for our own people.
Why does he have to broadcast it?
That's exactly the point.
He doesn't have to broadcast it. If you listen to what I said, the man is doing a documentary and he has camera crew.
Yeah, but hold on, Sean. If you're doing a documentary, Sean, you're not going to show me down, Sean, okay? So give me a mouth to rest. If he's doing a documentary, Sean, why not say, lads, I'm going to have a private moment here with to do the super run. I don't want this on film.
The Liberty Superrun highlighted this on an Instagram story as well. He's all moaning about them for highlighting it. No.
Well, I would mind. I would hear. Listen, yeah, so you're anybody down there, you're another fella like the two lads that
just don't like the man. And if you don't like him, that's well and good. Okay,
I couldn't give a flying fuck about him, Sean, to be honest.
Sean, can I just go back?
You tried to pull up earlier on, asking the other girl, has she ever been homeless? I've been homeless. Spent 6 months living in a van. And you know what? I wouldn't take a fucking blanket off that scumbag if you offered me.
I want to go back, Sean. You keep going on about the fact that he bought a van for the Liberty Superrun. A van is worth a couple of grand. And McGregor's worth 200 million.
My point is, if he didn't buy that van, Liberty Superrun wouldn't be up and running. The Liberty Superrun wouldn't be able to drive around Dublin City Centre every weekend, full to the hills with food and sleeping bags to help homeless people. That's my point here. Forget what he's done in the past. I understand. I'm not stupid. I know what he's done in the past. But there's nothing wrong with what he's done to United by highlighting the issue. Nothing wrong with it.
Well, Trevor, what was wrong with him videoing him on the Superrun?
Sorry, lads. I'm just in the middle of a sneeze there. Listen, lads. He shouldn't be fucking broadcasting. At the end of the day, that's all I'm saying.
But Trevor, can I ask you a question? And I asked Jeremy the same question. If it was Roy Keane or Robbie Keane, would you have this same point of view?
Well, I think anybody that goes out and broadcasts doing fucking good for the homeless is only in it for the likes.
Well, then obviously nowadays
at the end of the day, he's done it for clicks, likes, and he's trying to whitewash his fucking past. It's never going to happen. He's a criminal.
That's
he's a fucking rapist.
That's what you.
He's a fucking groper. He's everything, and it's not going to work, and especially in Ireland, we don't forget. We don't
forgive. What's not going to work?
Him trying to whitewash his criminal history It doesn't work in this country.
He's not trying to do that. He knows that. It's out there, everything that he's done. It's on the internet. It's never going to be taken off the internet. But this is the day.
Right, so can I ask you a question then, Brian Box? Can I ask you a question? Why did he bother trying to run for president? It was never going to happen. And then after all the shit that he'd done, he found God. Oh, God, he found him, didn't he? God wouldn't spit on him if he was on fucking fire.
I believe he found God, but I think what he done in America...
I'm sure he did. Right behind his little criminal conviction.
Yes or no question you asked me? I said he highlighted a lot of things when he went to America that other countries didn't know what was going on in Ireland. Yes or no?
Really, you're going to use America as a fucking example?
Well, America, their class is a big sister, so if we all hate
hang on, first of all, fuck America, right, and fuck anyone else in Donald Trump's era that wants to be with them. And at the end of the day, in America, they're killing fucking citizens. You want to use them as an example? Okay. Well,
I have all the pharmaceutical companies in Ireland, mate. Don't forget that.
They're not going anywhere, you fucking fool.
They're not going anywhere, no. They're probably not, but they're here now. And they're investing massive money into Ireland. So don't turn around and say, fuck America. Because without America, we'd be about fucking 20,000 people on the fucking jobless list.
We've spoken to you before on this program, Sean, about McGregor. We spoke to you before the presidential election when he was running, supposedly, for the presidency. You were going to be out canvassing with him and everything else. Why do you love this guy so much?
I don't love him. I do not love him. I don't dislike the man like you do. But what he's doing is highlighting problems in Ireland because no one else is going to highlight it. No one else. As I said, he went out on Sunday and done the soup run, and yesterday, one of them lads that he fed is now dead. And there's no, you won't see that put all over Instagram. But there you go, the sympathy. He's got to give out to the Liberty soup run for mentioning that someone died on the streets of Ireland.
Absolutely not. No, of course not. No.
Well, that's all he done was highlight the situation.
All right, stay there.
He needs to go out and feed people that our government won't do it for us.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Let me go to Niamh. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks, Niamh. What do you want to say on this?
I haven't seen more of a road to Damascus moment since 2 St. Paul in the Bible than this guy. I mean, we've had a homeless crisis for years. Where was he? Suddenly, when he needs an absolute miracle to get some sort of his reputation back, he's doing all this. He finds God. He helps out, you know, the homeless. He's all over everything, telling the Americans how bad our country is. He's a fucking saint, apparently. He's a rapist, and he shouldn't have been let near vulnerable people. The man shouldn't be let near them. There's women and men on those streets that are probably experiencing hideous abuse and are probably escaping hideous abuse. I mean, I'm a survivor of rape. If that man had come near me on the street, swear to God, he shouldn't have been let near them. It was an insult to people allowing him to do that. You know, you can mention Roy Keane, Robbie Keane, all the Keanes in the world. As far as I know, not one of them has raped a woman.
Nope.
So fine, let them. But how come now the cameras are there? All of a fucking sudden, when he's had years to do this, years. And you can talk about him building all the houses in the world. You can do anything. It will not absolve you of what you've done. You know, people will never forget what he's done. You know, he's an awful human. And he can try. And he can try and cover himself up with finding God and being a new age, whatever the fuck he is. But he still did what he did. And to go out there with the most vulnerable people we have in this country.
What do you think of somebody like Conor McGregor? He doesn't need to do this. He can be out in Dubai, out in his yacht or whatever the hell. But on a freezing cold December night, going around the streets of Dublin, helping the homeless.
It's a publicity stunt. You know, I am glad the homeless got help. But you know what? He didn't have to be there. You can help. You know, somebody like him, he can help and not be there. He didn't have to be there. He didn't have, you know, just like he didn't have to stand in front of our government buildings and profess that he was our president nearly when the guy hadn't even been fucking nominated. He hasn't a breeze what's going on. And you can't do that. You can't put yourself on some pedestal when really you should just be very quietly saying nothing because you've done so much wrong, caused so much hurt. You know, there's...
Okay, so if you happen to hear that Conor McGregor was out the other night from somebody else, and my God, he was helping the homeless and he was giving them clothes and blah, 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 but there was no publicity around it, you just happened to hear it, would you have thought, oh, that was decent enough of him?
No.
Oh, you still would?
Because I just don't believe that this man does anything without an ulterior motive. You know, he's trying to fix something that's unfixable. His reputation in this country, rightly, should be destroyed. He shouldn't have a platform anymore.
And Eve, I understand where you're coming from having spoken to you several times, myself and Adrian, about what you've gone through. And it's a kick in the teeth for victims of SA like yourself and Nikita Hand and stuff like that. But you're saying, you know, it didn't do his reputation any good. If you look at the Facebook page for the Liberty Super Run and you see the comments, God bless Connor. Connor is the best. Connor, I mean, I could sit here all day reading out the messages under the videos on the Liberty Super Run. And by the way, I'm not blaming the Liberty Super Run. If he has, and we don't have confirmation of that yet, if he has forked out money for the food that the homeless people are given and the van and whatever, obviously they're not going to turn around and say, no, you can't do this thing with us. But there are people who are literally falling at his feet now after seeing these videos who have... People have very selective memories, as you know yourself, Niamh. And people... So not everyone, not you, not me, not Adrian, but some people have selective memories and when they see this video, they will go, that man is a saint. And how does that make you feel as a victim of SA?
It doesn't make me feel in any way, to be honest, because they're probably the same people that were on all the pages making absolutely... disgusting comments during the trial.
Yeah.
Just like Sean did. Oh, yeah, that thing that happened.
I know.
That thing that happened will stay with that woman for the rest of her fucking life.
Absolutely.
Stay there for a second, Niamh, because, John, I know you wanted to get in on this. You're angry over what you're hearing. Why?
I tell you why, Adrian. Again, I'm going to back Sean up on this. Now, I'm not a Conor McGregor lover or anything else like it. Again, the same witch hunts that when he was getting married in the Vatican. You know, we were talking about living rent-free in people's heads. Well, this guy really lives rent-free in Jeremy's head anyway. I know this for a fact, and it's proven it today. Conor McGregor done what he done. That's what Sean said. He doesn't need the fucking likes, shares, or anything else. The guy went out, and I can confirm he did buy that van, 40 grand worth odd of a van for the Liberty Super Run. I can confirm that now, live on fucking air with you. He did, and Chris does a great job. If Conor McGregor wants to highlight the homelessness, what the fuck's the problem, guys? Seriously, like, ask yourselves the same fucking question. What is the problem with Conor McGregor going around highlighting homelessness? And what's the problem here?
You know, well, what is the problem?
We've had homelessness for years. Where was he? He's been a very rich man.
He has been doing it for years. Hold on, Niamh. He bought that van years ago.
He so now he's getting publicity for it.
No, Niamh, he bought that van years ago. Publicity. And the fact of the matter is, Niamh, he's being June, and I'm sorry for what happened to you, Niamh, and I'm not that they didn't go on deaf ears, but I'm going to say this for the record, I'm not down shugging, and brushing shoulders with Conor McGregor. I've never been in his pub before. I don't even know the guy. I've never met him before. But what I will say this is, and I'll say it before and I'll say it again, it's same with the Vatican when he got married. He doesn't need this shit. He doesn't need the publicity. He doesn't need anything. What he highlighted there was going on in the streets. A young man has passed away, as Chris confirmed there on the Liberty Super Run page, which I follow, and I think Chris is an amazing guy. And the fact of the matter is, he highlighted what was going on. This scumbag bastard government doesn't care about the Irish homeless people.
Okay, but the point is, John, and a lot of people feel this way, yes, highlight it all you like, yes, get out and help the homeless, but it's this... getting publicity out of the fact
Agent,
that
he has the platform. You know it. I know it. The dogs
okay,
in the street.
All right. Okay. Hang on. He did a piece. He did a piece to camera about the homelessness and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had he left it at that, that would have been highlighting it, but he didn't. The videos include him handing out stuff Robin Hood to people who are homeless, sitting down.
Maybe he is a fucking Robin Hood to people. You know, at the end of the day, they were there on the streets, whether Conor McGregor had them came up or not. He gave them money, he gave them clothes, he gave them filth. But the fact of the matter is, you said there yourself that we don't know what you've done for homelessness. You'll never know what I've done either. I don't, you know, again.
But isn't that exactly the point?
Well, But no, it's not, because the fact of the matter is...
If you're setting out to help people, by all means, knock yourself out and do it.
But the fact of the matter is, Adrian, you don't have the followership. Jeremy Dixon doesn't have the followership that this man does. And this is at the going viral, as you said. And it brings it back into people's minds and it highlights the fucking problems that we have today in this year. 2026,
Let me ask you then, finally, what do you think, what good will come of these videos of Conor McGregor out on the Super Run? What good? What's going to happen?
What good? Yeah. It'll highlight again the problem and keeping the problem alive.
We know the problem.
You see, but it goes to bed, you see, Adrian, and the government's hard over this all the time, as where the Conor McGregor and the likes of Chris, and the likes of Chris and everybody else that does good work for this. Chris is always on the lives and Chris gives an update of what he's done.
By the way, nobody is criticising the
I never said you did.
Chris is a gentleman and he does absolutely brilliant work.
Never said he wasn't. What I'm saying is that he keeps everybody up to date. We would never know what's going on with the homelessness only for Chris's videos, you see. And I think Chris again is a lovely guy, but we do not know because the government don't want to fucking talk about it. Nobody wants to. We know it's a homeless crisis. Get that. We all know that.
Okay, let me ask you a question, John. If tomorrow on Simon Harris's Instagram page or his Twitter page, he put up a video of him standing outside a Disney store, that's normally where they give out soup and sandwiches. And it's a photograph of Simon Harrison is in his lovely suit standing out there outside the Disney store on Grafton Street.
It won't happen.
He's giving out sandwiches and soup to the homeless. How would you react to that video?
Well, here's the thing. You're speaking hypothetically. It'll never happen.
No.
You know what? Simon Harris, Micheál Martin.
I'm
answering your question.
You're not.
They're the fuck you, Jack. I'm all right.
But if he did, here's the thing.
Would you listen to me?
Would you say, well done, Harris, for highlighting homelessness?
Do you know what I say? It's about fucking time you get up out the fucking hole and do something, you know, and do something about it. That's what I would say. That's exactly what I'd say. But the fact of the matter is that this guy is a He's a fucking multi-millionaire, guys. He doesn't need to be doing this. Well, fucking fair play to him.
Okay, you're saying exactly that. He doesn't need to be doing it. Why is he doing it then?
He's doing it to highlight his age, and he's doing, and he's been doing, and everybody's asking the question, oh, why now? He's been doing it for years.
You didn't even know about the van,
and you're saying, oh, we can't confirm that. It was all over the fucking internet a few years ago. Chris thanked him for buying the fucking van for the Liberty Super Run. And there you go, guys. You know, again, slating the guy. This guy, you'll never give him a break. As I say, he lived rent-free. Look, I don't know Conor McGregor personally. He never done that for me. I just see what he does, and I think it's a great fucking thing that he's doing, and he's a great highlighter of what he's doing because he has the audience, he has everything to do it, and I hope he keeps on doing it and highlighting the homeless in the Ireland of Ireland.
Okay. Just finally, you heard Niamh on before you, and Niamh is a victim of sexual assault in her past. And she wouldn't spit near the guy.
I know.
Do you understand that anger? Do you understand?
Of course I do. And here's the thing again, I said it already, I apologise to Niamh what she went through, and I hate to hear that, you know, and that's I'm sorry about what happened to Niamh, but the fact of the matter is I don't want to get into it again, Adrian. That court case wasn't a civil case, but look, let's not get into that. At the end of the day, Conor McGregor's name is always going to be pulled through the mud no matter what the fuck he does, whether it's the Vatican or anything else. But the fact of the matter is, give the guy a fucking break.
Alright, John, thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Look, McGregor's a toss-up, always has been, always will be. But you don't have to like the person, but you can like the message. If he's highlighting it for his own PR, that's fair enough, whatever. But he's still doing something. Whereas the Irish government are doing diddly fucking squat. So like him or not, I personally don't. You can still have to say fair play for what he done, and if he filmed it, he filmed it. That's still going towards highlighting the fucking problem. And then, on about his rape case and all that, according to Jeremy, you're not a criminal if you get convicted for a civil matter, and he said that on this podcast before, so you can clip that up.
All right, Martin, thanks very much indeed.
Nothing, I've never said that. You find the clip of me saying that if you get done in the civil court, you're not a criminal. But it's not a criminal case, yes. Now, back to the other note. A lot of people are upset that we left Sean on for so long. What do you want to say to those people?
This is called Opinions Matter, and we let anybody on to air their opinion. It's as simple as that. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.